All right.
I'm on the phone with Daniel, and this is the Interdependence Health Food Store show, and I love Interdependence Health Food Store in Sedona. I've been there, and it's an adventure, and I learn everything I need to know about health through my friend Daniel and Susie. They're at 2081 Arizona, 89A, number 5 there. And today we're going to talk about a very important subject, a detoxification. You know, under this, you know, Daniel, I'll tell you, the times have been very stressful. And when we're under stress, a lot of people do stress eating. And it doesn't take much to get your system in a spin. And then it's good to do a detox, isn't it?
Yeah. So I like to think of detoxification as something that you can support on a daily basis. And you can also do like the traditional, you know, cleanses, so to speak. But I think detoxification is something that most people should think about supporting regularly as like a part of their routine. And of course, too, then when you need that extra support and you're like really wanting to focus on it, you can kind of up the ante as well. But I think it's something that should generally be on people's minds quite a bit.
So when you say that, I mean, I know some people say, well, it's one day a week. I'll do a cleanse, you know, like on a Saturday or a Sunday or something like that, which I think, of course, is the wrong times because on the weekend you want to eat more. But pick a day you're going to do a cleanse. Is that what you're kind of referring to?
No, not necessarily. At least that's not my preferred way to do it. I mean, you certainly could, but so for instance, like say last week I was like, wow, I'm really feeling kind of bogged down and I need to switch something up.
Yeah.
So what I did for myself was one of my go-tos for like, if my digestion and my body's just feeling really bogged down and kind of in a funk, one of the first things that I like to reach for is activated charcoal. And the reason I like to go for that is because it's basically a binder, meaning it's going to enter our digestive system and it's going to start binding to any toxins that are present. So say we ate some bad food that maybe, you know, had some something iffy, whether it's, you know, bad bacteria or something else.
Yeah.
And we're kind of feeling that and we maybe aren't even sure what it is, but we know something's off. Charcoal is a great way to go as far as just starting to neutralize anything that's kind of wrong that's going on in the digestive system. And then it's going to go through the digestive system and it's going to basically pull out, you know, toxins and they'll bind to it. So that's like one of the first things that I like to do in that scenario. And then another important thing, of course, is to keep the bowels moving. So we have these handy little fermented Japanese apricots, they're called, at the store. And they have quite the reputation for, like, really, you know, getting everything moving.
Really? So I've never heard of Japanese apricots doing that. I've heard of plums, but I've never heard of Japanese apricots. That's new to me.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular thing in the store, and they have quite the reputation because, I mean, really, if you eat a whole one, and it's just a very small dried fruit, and it has the pit in it still, and it's actually dried and fermented. So it doesn't even really look like an apricot when you open up the package. It's kind of, it's a little darker and it just is, you know, it's a dried fruit. But, you know, I ate about 2/3 of it in the evening. And then the next morning, you know, things, you know, can get going.
I've got to get some. I've never, ever heard of that before. I like this idea of a Japanese apricot. You have them there, right? I'm going to have to order some. I'm going to order some. Let's go back to charcoal. Charcoal in my mind, I've never seen charcoal. All I can think of is like the charcoal you draw sketches with. And I have no idea what form charcoal comes in. Is that tablets? What is it? What is charcoal? How do you take charcoal?
So it's activated charcoal. Typically, they make it from coconut, like burned coconut shells or husks. And really, it's just like black powder charcoal that typically you'll find it in a capsule. And, you know, you can buy it in powder as well. Most of what we carry is in capsule. But yeah, you can take a few of those with a glass of water, and that'll, enter the digestive system, start to bind and pull toxins.
I'm going to have to get some of that too. I think I definitely have the same. I was just feeling just exactly how you described it, just kind of sluggish, and it's like my system was like, and I just feeling very yucky, you know, and weighed down and literally, you know, feeling that. So I think this is exactly what I need, some charcoal.
Great.
Yeah, charcoal and a Japanese apricot, which I've never heard of. Are they really from Japan, these apricots?
I think they are, yeah. Yeah, the company, I think they're based out of Switzerland, but I think they're sourcing the apricots from Japan. I have to double-check that. But, yeah, the company is called Share. And, I mean, they're one of our more popular products right now. People absolutely love them. And it's like everyone kind of knows now, like, what they do, because in the package they don't really advertise it as that. But we try and tell people when they're looking at them, like, what it's for. Because they're pretty potent.
Well, you wouldn't want to take a bunch of those not knowing what you're getting into, would you?
That's right.
Let's take this as a snack at work. Let's try three or four or five of those at work and see what happens.
Well, I had someone tell me that they did that, and they were asking me about it. So I was like, no, you don't need that many. And so I think he learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
He still bought more. He still was into it afterwards, so... It wasn't a bad thing.
Well, you know what? You're talking really about what I would call maintenance. You're using it in a maintenance form of keeping yourself healthy and cleared when you need to. What else would you suggest to detox?
Yeah, so I'll start with this one. Next is bentonite clay. That's another way that you can, like, basically bind to things in the system. So bentonite is a specific form of clay that you can eat, and typically we sell it in powder form. You would mix it with water, and it's going to, you know, it's a clay, so it's going to absorb a lot of that water and get kind of like goopy, but that's another good way to do it. Charcoal for me tends to be a little easier because it's quicker and it's in that capsule form, but bentonite is fantastic as well. And then other things that I like to utilize are dandelion root, and you can use that in a capsule or drink it as a tea, or milk thistle seed. Milk thistle is fantastic for supporting the liver, and as a lot of us know, the liver is one of the main organs responsible for helping us detoxify.
Yeah, that, I guess, in the kidneys. Do the kidneys do that on a regular basis too?
Absolutely, yeah. So liver and kidneys, dandelion supports both. So it's a fantastic herb for detoxification. And let's see if I can think of some other good ones too. Schizandra berry, which I know we mentioned when we talked about adaptogens, that's also very good for the liver and kidneys. So that can help with detoxification as well.
And is that on the pills, in pills form?
Yeah, we have it in, I believe we have it in capsule and tincture, let's see, and then this isn't an herb, but vitamin C is also another really good thing to help with detoxification, so vitamin C is an antioxidant, it's also going to, you know, help us to just have the free radical scavenging and to detoxify things, so.
You know, really I take vitamin C all the time. I never thought of it as a detoxin. I think of it as to try to keep yourself healthy, to keep from getting sick, and to ward off colds and maybe viruses. But I never thought of it as a detox, I never even considered that.
Yeah, and I think it kind of depends on the dosage. Like, the more you take of it, it would act more so in that regard. But yeah, so vitamin C is fantastic for many things. And that's the thing about a lot of these things, vitamins and supplements, is most of them have multiple benefits too. It's like they're not all one-trick ponies.
So these are all very, very good things. Now, what about the idea that when a lot of people think of detox, and I guess the first thing that came to my mind when you mentioned detox was doing a fast. And that is, I think, what a lot of people may think, because fasts are so, you know, popular now, these intermittent fasting, etc. So what about fasting for detoxing?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent option as well. You know, doing like a liquid-only fast or even a juicing fast or just water-only. I think all of those options can be really good for supporting detoxification and giving the digestive system a rest. That there's a lot of research that shows that, you know, fasting has a ton of health benefits. And, yeah, the intermittent fasting has become really popular, too. So I think, yeah, restricting calories at times can be a really beneficial thing and definitely help with detoxification.
You know how many apps they have now for intermittent fasting? There's so many apps for intermittent fasting now. There's lots. Yeah. But I don't think they have as many apps for just what you're saying about detox. It's interesting because there's apps for everything. And,
yeah.
And, I, you know, it's interesting if they it's just, you know, there's fads. You know, you see it. There's fads that happen. And I think intermittent fasting is a fad right now. Not that there isn't good that comes from it, but that's why it's kind of like a thing, you know. So people now have all these intermittent fasting apps. I don't know. I may have one. I've forgotten. I have so many apps, I forget what I have sometimes.
Right.
But what about detoxing apps? Have you ever found any good books or, you know, everyone has their own opinions on these things. Do you use any resource on detox?
Not as far as apps go, no. I think my main resources have been just, you know, learning about these supplements and herbs and then trying things myself.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that I think a lot of us just take for granted that when we eat, you try to eat healthy. But so much of what we have in our regular diet has all kinds of chemicals. And a lot of times we don't even know what our food is sprayed with and what kind of chemicals. I was just reading a story the other day. They figured that all the water in America has at least two carcinogens that could cause cancer at this point. Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, your water can poison you and give you cancer. It's like, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I'm here in Hawaii and everyone thinks it's all kind of some wonderful magic. I drink only bottled water.
Okay.
Just because there is a lot of stuff in the pipes, in the way they do, in the way things that are going through the sewage. This is how they find out what poisons are in everyone's system. Sorry about that. Turn my phone off there.
That's okay.
That's how you find out, you know, about the poisons in your system is by going through the sewage systems now in New York and everything. When they find out what people have gotten, what's going on, it's through the sewage system. Is like, oh my God, that's kind of scary in a way. But but you know, we have to really be careful of our water system. Some people don't realize there can be lead and there can be many other things in old systems that you might not be aware of.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know the arsenic levels in some of the groundwater here in Sedona are known to be pretty high. Yeah, I actually have two separate water filters that I use in tandem here at my home.
Oh, really? Do you? Yeah.
And they're both like good water filters, you know. So it's like I kind of go the extra mile to make sure I'm drinking clean water at home.
Well, that's very, very good. But you know what I've heard also is a lot of people who get filter water systems do not remember to change their filters.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, they don't last forever. That's for certain.
So if you have a filtered water system, you really should be aware of when the expiration date is on the filters, because you may think you're being covered and maybe that filter is all full of poisons, too. And I've actually heard stories about this where the filters have gone bad.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. Yeah, always change your filters. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it is good if you're doing that. It's to the point, Daniel, we have to be our own doctor. We have to be in our own security system in a way, don't we?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's good to consult, you know, with healthcare professionals. But at the same time, you know, it's like we also have to take matters into our own hands.
Yes.
And we can't really depend on anyone to give us all the answers.
Yeah, because, I mean, even if you think you're being pretty good, sometimes, I mean, sometimes I've heard stories of some places that sell foods that say organic or natural, and they're not really anymore. So, you know, you just have to, that's why I like a store where there's owner-operators and you know them and you can trust them. And, you know, it makes a huge difference because sometimes when big stores, you don't really know what's going through them, truthfully, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I was talking to someone about that this morning, actually, and he asked me, you know, what I thought about, like, organic. And I mean, this is a whole big topic, but I think, you know, organic's great, but unless you really know the farmer and you know exactly what they're doing, and where that food's coming from, you know, it's hard to say, like, really what the quality is of a particular certification.
Yeah, no, I know that. And it's so great in places where you can have farmers markets and things and actually get to know the farmers and the growers and how you can learn by talking to these people. And sometimes you can even go to the farms and see what it is you're getting. I know Susie is working on growing some of her own food. And I know that also on top of that, Susie knows the people who are coming in and selling the product that you have there. And that's a huge thing. To be able to know the person who's providing you the food is about the best insurance that you can get that the food is really healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what? We're living in a world, really, truthfully, of a lot of poisons out there. And I'm not paranoid about it. Believe me, I'm not one of those people who is fascist about my food habits. But I just happen to be aware that there is a lot of junk out there that we can get in our system. That's why I really believe this detox system, your body really wants to be healthy. I mean, your body's designed to try to keep you healthy, right?
Yes, and the detoxification, it's a natural process, and sometimes we just need a little bit of help, you know, to support that. So.
Yeah, and you know what I think helps with that is your intention. You know, if you have an intention like, okay, and you can even let your body know, I'm going to really be good to you today, you know, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you, I mean, you just be... I love the way Susie can listen to her body and find out what she thinks is good and bad. Her body will listen, will tell her, this is good, this I feel like eating this. I feel like I don't have that kind of relationship with my body where I can listen to what's good and bad. I wish I did. I think
it takes a lot of practice, probably.
Do you have that? Can you tell what your body needs?
I'd say I have a good mechanism for kind of yes or no for asking particular items, and I can get a good hold on, like what I'm needing at times, but it's not always spot on. And I think, you know, it depends on the type of the state of being I'm in too. So, it's not perfect, but I would say at times, yes.
Well, that's good. And I think regardless of whether you're asking your body or doing that, or even listening, it's always good to try to do some detoxing, and I'm going to order some of that. I really do want to order some of those. I want to order the charcoal, and what was the other one? Oh, the berry. No, it's not the berry. It's the Japanese apricot?
Yes, the Japanese apricots, yeah. And we also have fermented pomelos by the same brand, which I haven't tried yet, but that has a similar action.
Oh, I wonder if it tastes, which one, you haven't tried it, so you wouldn't know.
Well, the apricot tasted pretty good.
All right.
I'll send you my
information, and I'll do that. I'll order that, because I definitely need that. And I've never done charcoal ever. And it's the second time that's come up, because it was funny. I was talking to Susie last week, and somehow charcoal came up too. And I know. It was because getting rid of heavy toxins. Getting rid of heavy minerals and mold.
Yeah,
that's how that came up. Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. We got some crossover there.
Yeah. So if you hear something twice, it's about time to act on it, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, if people want to call you or talk to or order anything, how do they do that through Interdependence?
Well, we're at interdependencefoods.com, and you can order straight from the website, or you can give us a call. Let's see. I don't have the phone numbers.
Oh, I do. I do. I happen to have it, strangely enough, on my phone.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's right here. It's 928 904-214-2185. That's 928-204-2185. If I were to go online, would I see the Japanese apricots and charcoal there?
You should see those, yes.
Okay.
And if for some reason they're not on the online shop, then the phone call would be the way to go.
Wonderful. Well, thank you always. I appreciate your information and your help, Daniel. I really do
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yes, of course, Cindy.
And stay healthy.
You too. Thanks. Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.